Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 173. Today, in a continuation of the NFL Worst Merch episode that we did a while ago, which is very fun, a more timely episode this week, we're going to be doing the NBA Worst Merch as their playoffs are going on. But before we get to all that, I think that Tommy has something he wants to talk to KB about.
Yeah, I mean, we're just about an hour from finding out that KB is a lying, cheating scumbag on these crossword puzzles. And, you know, I said KB, he used to be one of my favorite people at Barstool. I would always, nothing bad to say about KB. If you put a gun to my head and said, come up with one bad thing about KB, I really wouldn't have been able to do it. Now that's not the case. And I just feel betrayed. I just want to know how far it goes back. Does it go back to the New York days on Rudy's computer?
Yes.
God.
What?
Damn, dude.
Yes.
I thought you were going to be like, no, I just started like in Chicago.
No, I've been doing this.
Actually?
Yeah.
Like since day one, like since, because we've been doing this for a long time.
As far back as I can remember.
That's absolutely stunning.
Oh my God. It's like finding out your wife was... like fucking someone else.
It's like a Maury episode where they come out and they admit it. Like, yeah. I'm cheating. Yeah.
And I mean, KB, you know, we have the mini leaderboards. Usually me and KB neck and neck at the top. I mean, in reality, he's probably as good as Oreo 55. He's probably as good as John Feidelberg getting 4 minutes if he wasn't cheating. The state or country capitals, you probably have tattooed to the back of your eyes or something in the dozen. There's nothing about you I can trust.
I mean, you saw my statement. I'm retired from acts of intellect.
Yeah, are you quitting the dozen?
I think I have to just sit there. If not,
that's, I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's bad. Yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's as bad as you're making it out to be.
What would you do if you found out a teammate was on PEDs? Is that a good thing, actually? What would you find out if an opponent was on PEDs, Katie?
I don't know if I could do anything to stop it. But like if a D lineman was on drug, you know, performance enhancing drugs, I'd get my ass kicked probably.
Mm. I mean, this is like if Barry Bonds got caught with steroids and he's like, "You guys are right, I retire."
Yeah,
he caught me. I feel like I have to do that. I'm not as guilty as you may think. I don't do it. I may not have done it as much as you think, or nearly as much as you think, but I can't play that card.
Was it only like when we were really stumped on something and you just like pulled something out of your ass, basically?
Not even then, because you can ask anyone. We have failed together and we had to check together. It's when when no one was having fun. It was boring. I wanted to leave or do something else or even go on to the next one. But yeah, I mean, it's added up over the years. And I've done it handfuls of times.
Mm.
Wow.
Must feel better now, though, I guess.
And I've given people so much joy.
I and now it's all taken away.
I will say, Lou, you're looking at that picture of our crossword group earlier, and like, what the fuck was Billy Football doing there?
Like, I mean, we used to have 20 people surrounded around Rudy's computer, and I mean, there was a couple times where someone, I think Frank, we used to be like, is Frank pulling up his phone right now or something? It's like, meanwhile, KB had his phone in his pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you snuck it too, because you're usually in the front row. I figured one of us would have caught you.
Can you believe I got caught? Do you understand how mad I am that I got caught?
I do. People who say like, wow, it must be such a relief. No, it's got to be the opposite of a relief.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
So how did
the manner that I got caught?
How did you get caught? I know the clip's out there. I didn't.
The PC in this studio, I guess, is connected to my phone's account. So my whole Google search history came up when I went to type something in. So
I mean,
they saw not only that I cheated, that I was looking up things about Springfield, Illinois. It could have been worse. Actually, it could have been worse.
I mean, it's disappointing, but all we can do now is
Yeah, I don't know how to do the show with him, but yeah. we'll move on,
we'll,
I guess.
We'll try our hardest to move
KB's
on.
KB's getting the Trent. I used to say Trent was my friend. Now he's just my coworker. KB's now just my coworker. He's no longer a friend.
No longer a friend.
Have you guys done the greatest betrayals bracket yet?
Ooh, it should be up there. That and yeah. Trent just being a bad... I wonder, how could we get Trent on there? Because he hasn't had a single
moved to
betrayal.
Florida without telling me.
That was... Yeah. Not telling, like, anyone.
Lived 2 blocks away from me. We'd get dinners, drinks one day, off to Florida, no notice.
Unbelievable, Trent. Okay, Trent. So before we get into the actual
let's
bracket...
Let's not change it to Trent, Kyle.
before we get to the actual bracket, let's talk about game time. Did you know that you can get tickets right now to the Knicks and Celtics game in MSG... for $477. That's unbelievable. And it's not even like a bad like bleacher seat. This is like the, below the bleachers, 218 in row 5. I mean, this is great.
Yeah, I would have thought it'd be like thousands and thousands.
That's not a bad view.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good thing about MSG too. No such thing as a bad view. But the NBA playoffs are here, and the only place to buy hard to get playoff tickets is Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. With killer last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets. Prices on the app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off, so you can save up to 60% when buying last-minute tickets. We're looking for those Knicks versus Celtics game tickets, and we saw that deal. It was great. So what are you waiting for? Go buy those NBA playoff tickets right now. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET and for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. All right, so what we're going to do here, it's going to be a little more visual than usual, just so I can show you guys what we're looking at here. Let's see if I can share my screen for when I pull these up. Okay, so this is perfect. We can start out right with our number 5 seed, which is our action figure play-in, because there are too many action figures for me to just narrow down into separate things. So I thought that we'd go through all of them one by one, starting out with the Trae Young action figure, which is live in the NBA store for a solid $29.99, where they made his arm, he gave him like 55-inch biceps, and some made him more handsome, too. He kind of looks like the dude from Rebel Ridge. I forget his name, yeah. Aaron Pierre. But you got the Trae Young. We have the Joel Embiid one, which I believe comes broken already.
Nice.
I was saving that one for later. The Michael Jordan Funko, which is just...
Oh, wow.
Horrifying.
Oh, looks like an alien, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Horrifying to look at. The Warriors Santa Funko, which this one I just don't understand.
Love it.
This is by far the worst of the four.
I think they always play on Christmas, so it's like they gave him their own Funko.
But why would you want a Warriors a Santa Warriors Funko?
Because they're
a Catholic who loves the Dubs, I guess.
Yeah. They're pinned in for Christmas game every year.
It's just, I don't get the crossover there. Oh, this one's gross. The Giannis Small Stars.
That's a very large hand.
$100.
Yeah. The hand is insane.
This
face looks nothing.
Nothing
it
looks like not him. Even remotely like Giannis. And it costs it cost $100 to buy this.
It borderline becomes racist how little it looks like.
Yeah. And then the Zion action figure, just terrible. Just ass.
That one comes pretty broken.
Fuck. So we have the Zion action figure, the Giannis action figure, Santa Warriors, which still don't get, Michael Jordan, Embiid, and lost my cursor here. Come on, get out of the way.
Trae Young
one. So we'll start out with you, Kate. Which one of these action figures do you think should move on to play our number 12 seed?
Maybe I'm wrong here. You know how you associate, like I associate starters jackets with the kid on my bus. Shout out Brian Cummins, who wore the Cowboy starter jacket. He had a rat tail and he was like a bully. And the first guy I knew to like collect Funko Pops was my my like high school boyfriend's like older brother who had like gauged ears and worked in a porn shop. And like, I just associate Funko Pops with like, it gives me the ick. When I see people collecting, it's just Bob Fox collect them because he doesn't, but I can see.
Oh, he does.
He has them. I wouldn't call him a collector.
The exception to the rule, but there's certain a vibe about Funko Pop people that just throws me off a bit. So I'm going to have to go. These are all very creepy, especially the Prince one with the big hand, but I'm going to go Funko Pop just off vibes alone.
The shark-eyed Santa Claus Funko Pop.
Who's buying that?
Who? I I don't know. And how much was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, $15.
That's like if you don't know what to get someone for Christmas and like you know they like the Warriors, but you don't want to spend a lot of money or like,
horrible. Know, you can't, that can't be a gift. You got to get that for yourself. And that's also weird.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go with the Funko Pop.
One for the Funko Pop, KB.
This is tough. I get the appeal of action figures and why a kid might want one and why it would have accentuated biceps to make it look more superhuman, but Giannis with just the comically disproportionate hands and the face that
it's
doesn't
ludicrous.
Look like him.
It's the ludicrous in the Get Back video.
There's another Giannis piece of Giannis souvenir that you could get. I think the Michael Jordan one might be even weirder because there's so many options with Michael Jordan. There's so much, so many different things you can buy with him, but why would you land on that?
Premium vinyl figure, this according to them.
And how much is this
real?
This is $30.
Yeah, he looks like an alien. There's endless Michael Jordan stuff that you can get.
So you're gonna go with Michael Jordan?
But it's still Michael Jordan.
Mm.
I'll go with the Warriors Santa Claus.
Another one for the Warriors Santa Claus. Gaedic.
I'm gonna go with the Trae Young. Because I mean his arms don't look anything like that, and like why even blow up someone's biceps like that when they're just doesn't make any sense, and they gave him a lot of hair too,
yeah,
up top. So I just I don't really like that, so I'm gonna go with him.
If I was Trae Young, I would definitely buy that.
Oh my god,
it makes me look awesome.
But I think even if Trae Young has that in his house, people aren't like, "Oh, that's you." They're just like, "Who's this?"
Why did you make your arms so big?
The jobs that nobody thinks about. Like, I work in the factory maintaining the machine that makes the underpants for this.
Yes.
These basketball shorts. Like, that's weird.
Look at that.
Do you think Trae Young designed this himself where he's like, make my biceps just like a little bit bigger and the hairline just a little better?
$30.
Yeah, because they only made him a little bigger. If they made him a lot bigger, it'd be like, it's
like a goofy design.
Super,
super
Trae, but.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just gross. So two for the Warrior Santa and one for Trae Young. Vibsy.
I'm sticking by Warrior Santa. I think it's a nice, wholesome gift.
I'm so gonna stupid.
It's stupid, but I think it's, look at that. It's Santa as a Warriors fan. Who would want the Trae Young action figure? At least like Embiid, Giannis, Michael Jordan, they make sense. But like the Trae Young action figure is awful.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna go Michael Jordan alien because it just looks so fucking weird. It looks like who's the guy in Justice League that like the Martian?
Yeah, the Martian.
It looks like they just ripped that off and like painted it brown.
So you're gonna go with Michael Jordan.
I'm gonna go
with
Michael Jordan. I really flip flop there.
I might have to switch.
Look at that.
That's haunting.
I can kind of see like if a Warriors fan during Christmas. We'll put up the Warriors Santa, but this
it's horrifying.
I'm gonna go
I
with
think
this
the Giannis
as well.
One is worse. First of all, it's three times the price. It's for over three times the
looks
price.
Looks nothing $100. Like him.
Looks absolutely nothing like him. And I hate to agree with CK, cheating Kyle, but there are other pieces of Giannis merch that you could get. It's true for all these people. I've been swung on the Warriors Santa. I could see like a mom getting that for her son. Oh, my boy likes the Warriors.
I can actually see that for sure.
Yeah,
and he still believes in Santa.
This is indefensible.
Yeah.
Are and we voting on worst?
Worst. Yes.
What does it say? It looks like it says it doesn't look like it says Buck. Oh, no, maybe it does.
You know what's kind of funny about this specific action figure line, too, is the only other one they had for sale was the Luka Doncic one, which is the same price, and it's Mavericks. Like, they didn't put it on sale or anything. Like, it's from his previous team.
Collector's item.
And also, these two ones, for some reason, are underneath the women's accessories.
Well, that's why they made his arms so
big. Yeah, that's why he's hot.
Yeah. So you're going to switch KB to Michael Jordan?
I might switch. Giannis is $100. How much is this one?
Michael Jordan, I believe, is
30.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to go again to Giannis. If that's $100, that's the worst.
$100 for a 12-inch action figure of ludicrous hands. Okay, so you're going to go ludicrous. Bibbsy, you're on Michael Jordan.
I'm going to go Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Doesn't
the,
look
the,
more
the
like
price
ludicrous.
Is ridiculous.
I think I would go for Giannis too, because for the multi-factor design are here where it's like, it doesn't look like Giannis at all, not even a little bit. It's a dumb action figure. It doesn't look good. Like, the hand thing is crazy. And then the price, $100 for an action figure that...
Does that say almost gone? Go to the left. Bottom left.
Yeah, maybe they made it like three of them.
It's like almost gone.
The fact that this isn't even really an action figure, it's just kind of like a standard figure, and you can't even play with it.
Do you mind clicking on the other picture of it? I don't know if it's...
Not much better.
Oh, but that hair... Yeah, his hair isn't... Doesn't he have like a crew cut?
I thought he had more like...
Or, he might. I mean, listen, I don't watch the NBA that much.
No, his hair isn't like that. I don't know if it's ever been like that. Maybe when he first came in the league?
Yes. So either way, I'm going with Giannis as well, Tom.
I'm going Giannis.
That means that Giannis is going to be our action figure moving on. And the Giannis action figure is going to go up against our number 12 seed, which is... this disgusting fucking Lakers 75th anniversary striped pullover hoodie for $60. Used to cost $100 for this vile
hoodie.
That
is so hideous.
Yeah.
This disgust. It looks like something like they would wear in like the NPCs would wear in the background of like one of those really old 2K games.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It kind of looks like that outfit KB showed up in to the Yak, that like green and black outfit, the undershirt.
The stripes
on his shirt, yeah.
It does.
So now we have, again, the Giannis action figure versus this disgusting, disgusting pullover. Tommy, you're up first.
This is what the hoodie is hideous. It's got to be. Also, look at the hood. Like,
it's like a double hood.
It's like a double, almost like a wizard's cloak of some sort.
What the fuck?
That's one of the ugliest pieces of clothing I've ever seen.
It's
I'm
so
going
abrasive.
With this.
You're going with the...
and it's not even so ugly that it's like cool.
Yeah.
No.
It's just ugly.
I would go with that as well. And again, in addition to
what
being...
What is that zip? Is that a zipper?
It's a little zip pouch, like a kangaroo pouch.
That's terrible.
And in addition to it looking disgusting, they charged $100 for this at one point.
Yeah.
Almost as much as a Giannis action figure. So I'm going to have two votes right now for the Lakers shirt, Vibs.
Yeah, the Giannis action figure looks terrible, but this physically hurts my eyes, the Lakers hoodie.
Yeah.
So I'm voting Lakers hoodie.
Lakers hoodie, Kadick.
Yeah, I feel like I can't even look at it. Are there any side pockets in the hoodie?
Sure doesn't look like it.
Is it just that one pouch?
It just looks like it's the one pouch, which is even makes it 10 times worse.
I can't. I would never wear something with a one pouch with no side pockets on a hoodie.
It's fucking crazy.
That's
horrible. I mean, I'm going with the Lakers, yeah.
Lakers, KB?
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Yeah, not only is it ugly, but it's agonizing and almost dizzying.
Yes.
I hate it so much. the hoodie for sure.
The hoodie's going to win, but Kate?
Yeah, I had a visceral reaction to the hoodie. I picture myself getting like swarmed by bees outside the stadium. And I also don't know how to explain it, but one of my first thoughts at looking at it was like, whoever wears this is a bad kisser.
yeah.
I don't know why that popped in my head, but I feel like if you're wearing this, you're a bad kisser. This is
I don't
offensive.
Know why the one person that popped into my head is wearing this is Stephen Che. But I just can kind of picture Stephen Che wearing
if this
is
like
borderline pulling it off.
If this is like maroon and white, like whatever Bucks colors, like it would be oh yeah. So the Lakers pullover is going to move on. Now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed.
I don't know how it can get worse from this point on.
You're gonna be wrong about that. It's these Orlando Magic earrings, but the issue is, and I actually showed this to Tommy when I looked it up, the logo's upside down, but the rest of this line that's for sale in the store is right side up. So this is the only logo out of all the earrings on the store that is upside down, and I can't quite figure out why. And it doesn't seem like it was a mistake, so I just don't get it. It's not even necessarily it's like an ugly thing, although it is. I just don't understand why it's upside down. It's really fucking weird. And that's going up against the number 13 seed. And this is another one. Like, I've never seen anything like this before. It's a snapback accessory clip.
Oh, my God.
So you clip this to the back of your hoodie. They don't have an example picture.
Your hoodie?
Not your hoodie. Your snapback. You snap this to the back, like the strap of the back, like this. Like this. You strap it onto this strap of your snapback, like the back of it. So it's like a clip-on accessory for your snapback.
To like cover up the gap, yeah. Basically?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that before. So this snapback accessory clip versus the upside-down Orlando Magic earrings, the only upside-down logo out of all the earrings in the store. Starting out with you, Kate.
My immediate thought were these are both items that end up in that Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Like this, yeah, these are two... the snapback. Who is getting that?
It's almost gone. It's
yeah. Almost
gotta
gone.
Go with, I've never seen that before, and I hate it.
I can't figure it out.
I don't think you need that. I'm going to go with that.
So one for the accessory snapback thing. KB.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to go with the snapback accessory. It's like a case for the back of your snapback. It doesn't look good. That would have to look even worse on a hat.
Let's see.
They got one for the Texas Longhorns.
Such a bad idea.
If I was at a game with a guy and he was like, "Hold on, babe, wait, we can't leave. I lost my snapback buckle." I'd be like, "What?
That looks terrible.
Your snapback buckle." What's wrong with the snapback buckle as it is?
It's a solution to a problem no one has ever brought up before.
Yeah, it's like a terrible Shark Tank idea.
And I just don't fucking get it.
The smart and stylish hat accessory.
Wouldn't that hurt to get punched?
This is so bad.
So two for the snapback accessory. Katie?
Yeah, I'm going to be a third on that. It's just I've never heard of it. I've never even seen it. So
yeah, it's unbelievable. Vibsy?
The magic earrings are, you know, a misprint. It happens. They're just trying to sell it, get rid of it. This is just no one asked for it. I don't understand it.
They have it for all the teams, too. Brooklyn, by the way, in general, out of all the teams on this list, Brooklyn Nets have the worst merch because I think they try the hardest and it fails the most.
Makes sense.
They're trying to be like a cool hipster brand.
Yeah, they have a lot of shit like that.
It reminds me of those like bumpers you put on the back of your car. Those like, you know what I mean? Those like padding things you put on there.
The rubber ones.
But those have a purpose. Like they make sense. This makes no sense.
So another one for the snapback accessory. I would go for the snapback accessory as well.
Yeah,
Tommy.
By far. Don't even come close to understanding this product.
So the upside down snapback is going to move on. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed is... Oh, this thing's ugly. Whatever this is. Unisex Kids Super Studios white hometown jersey. I don't know. I can't figure
it
out.
Faces?
It's like eyes and lips and on it and some noses. It's just like a weird piece of modern art that's fucking gross. And that's going up against our 8 seed, which is whatever the fuck this thing is. Birds of a feather.
what is this for?
This is an all NBA.
Those aren't bird teams.
It doesn't make sense.
It's every team.
I can't
figure
out the
NBA,
connection.
Yeah. For the love of the
What does that
the league.
Mean?
I have no clue. I can't figure out the connection to this at all. So the weird Knicks eyes and face, whatever modern art thing, versus whatever this is, which again, I can't find the connection between these two things. If it's some sort of brand, I don't know because I'm unfashionable. Tell me, but I just don't get it. Starting with you, Tommy.
It's got to be this. I thought it was going to be hard to beat the Knicks one, but I could see like some cool Japanese girl walking around Soho wearing that, and it kind of works. She's got a lot of jewelry on, but the other one, I nobody can pull that off. It doesn't even make any sense.
I don't.
Is it like we're all in this together, the whole NBA?
I don't get it.
And why a pigeon?
That's another great
it's like
question.
That's supposed to be like, oh, look at this rhyme. Birds of a feather flock together. That's one of the worst things. That's, I think, my new bottom one.
And it's $100. Was $100 at one point. And they're all the way down to $40.
Is there an explainer on that? Is there about?
Take to your everyday fashion with this all-teams birds of a feather sweatshirt. Designed in collaboration with NBA and Staple? That's not Staples, is it?
I still don't understand what that means.
Staples of the past. I don't get it. It's part of their outdoor.
Can you go to the product ratings?
Wow.
What did the people who had one star, like, did they think they were getting something else?
Yeah.
Split.
Like, I thought people would get it, but they didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a It's a tough one to get by. So you're going with the birds of a feather. I would go with birds of a feather as well. I don't understand the connection here. Vibzy?
Yeah, I completely agree with Smokes. The first one someone could pull off. This one is just... I feel like... the poor kid in class would have the birds of a feather shirt. And you're just like, what is it? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So three for the birds of a feather. Kadick?
I'm actually going to go with the New York one. I couldn't even see the New York I didn't even know what team it was.
And this is also very expensive. It was $150.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So I'm going to go with that.
You're going to go with the Knicks shirt, Kate?
I wouldn't quite get the kid super thin, but if I saw it out, I'd be like, oh, this person's cooler than me, and they get something I don't. I can see a hot girl pulling it off randomly. The birds, yeah, my mind's in a pickle at the birds of a feather. I don't get it. That's weird. I'll go with birds of a feather.
Birds of a feather's going to win.
Because the Billie Eilish song is hot right now?
Did you just skip KB?
Yeah, I just straight up skipped. Oh, sorry. That was totally not on purpose. KB?
It's fine. Yeah, it's that. It's an ugly design, a weird phrase. The message doesn't make any sense. Like, it's supposed to be like uplifting and influential that all of the NBA teams are like fighting together. It sucks. So that
birds of a feather.
I guess streetwear, you go pigeon, but like, why not make like American Eagle? If you're like, yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
A bald eagle, I mean.
There are bird teams. Like, I don't know. Whatever. So the birds of a feather shirts can move on. Now we're going to do our Cheyenne game, starting out with the... Oh, I love this one. The SA women's jacket. So...
No.
Not something you want to be wearing.
Yeah,
something that just says SA on it. The women's Antigua silver rant, black rant hooded... A woman's rant
we
hooded.
We do be ranting.
A $70
rant.
Woman's
rant. Do they make
rant.
It in triple X for the women of San Antonio?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. They're all sold out.
That's actually kind of funny. Sold out of the XL.
They're sold out of the X. They're sold out of
That's
everything.
So funny. Those smalls are medium. Someone send this to Charles Barkley ASAP.
He's going
to
love this. So, whatever the fuck this thing. Oh, it's like, and plus you're in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Fucking
hot
place.
Down there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the SA San Antonio rant women shirt. This thing's gross. I hate it.
Rock
them. This is gross, dude. This is so fucking nasty.
This is the first one I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
It's like cream and blood colored. Like, that's just fucking nasty.
Covers up all the stains, the natural stains.
I actually kind of like the socks.
The socks are whatever, but imagine like, the girl sees that, like,
yeah.
Kate, give us a blowdown. You pull down the pants and you see that. What are you thinking?
Honestly, my first thought was Pat has a PFD got Pat a pair of Commanders boxers that look like exactly like that. And because he's low on boxers, he wears them all the time. So I have done that. And it's not as bad as you think.
I like that only this has the small sold out. This is for small dick men only.
Next, we have the, this one's kind of weird too, the Grateful Dead. Celtics NBA champs shirt. Like,
these are so weird. I saw a Ninja Turtles New York Knicks shirt the other day, and it's
weird.
Like, well, I guess the Ninja Turtles are it just doesn't really make any sense.
It's just, and that's one of my favorite, the least favorite things on here is collabs.
Right. They've also got Pacers Ninja Turtles and like Grateful Dead stuff. I'm like, that makes zero sense at all. I don't understand it.
I don't hate this one.
But it just doesn't make sense, is the thing. Yeah. Like, what does Grateful Dead have to do with the Celtics? Like, what is that?
Fair.
And what, I don't even know what this is. Like, what is the bear?
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Was Bill Walton ever
not
on
a good bear?
Bill Walton's on the Celtics. Yeah, I mean, he was definitely a hippie.
I think that is like Bill Walton. Oh no, those are roses in his hair. The Grateful Dead like roses, or is that Bill Walton hair?
Good question.
I can't tell from this
Let's
distance.
See if it says in a description. Nope, sure doesn't say anything about that. Okay, so the Celtics weird Grateful Dead thing. The DVDs So there are a lot of DVDs still kicking at $13 a pop in the NBA store. A lot of them. Dazzling Dunks, Furious Finishes, Dunks 2, Guts and Glory.
I love this.
And there are pages upon pages of this shit, dude. It's crazy. They're still selling these. And the, oh, I love this one too. The Wizards title belt for only fucking $550 for the team that's never even had a title.
That's crazy.
It's insane, dude. It's, there's so many of these. And
when did they win the title? When's the last time they?
And never. It's crazy. Oh. And then this one, the Bulls low drag Omni Wick shirt, which I just find this hideous. I just, everything about this is fucking,
yeah, that's ugly.
Luke Combs is wearing that somewhere.
Yeah, this is just really gross. So their chain options again, the SA Women's Rant thing, the Pistons, cream panties, jersey or briefs, the Bill Walton sort of.
Hang on, is it?
Go take a look. Take a closer look.
I don't think
Those are roses.
That's like the roses? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the Grateful Dead Celtics championship thing, the DVDs, the Washington Wizards $600 title belt, or this Bulls, I don't even know what you would call it, mechanics shirt or something. So we'll start with you, Tommy. Which one do you think should go?
I think the belt's got to be the worst. $550 for that belt.
No,
I mean,
it's $550?
Yeah.
Wizards never even won a title?
And there's almost no scenario in which you could wear that.
No.
It's not like an actual belt you can wear. Like,
you got to lug it around.
Right. Like, you wear that to a party?
I have no idea.
But you could channel a game with that? Could you bring that in over your shoulder, or would they be like, no?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could channel your inner Stone Cold, Steve Austin, John Cena, or Roman Reigns while cheering on
the
Washington
Wizards. This might have just been made for Nate.
Yeah.
Less wrestling at the Wizards.
It's almost gone once again. So one vote for the Wizards title belt. I think the DVDs is crazy. This thing's gross.
I think that mechanic shirt plays in the Midwest.
I was going to say, definitely. I think a lot of people could pull that off.
Yeah, I agree, Vibs.
A lot of hardworking gentlemen would spend some of their hard-earned coin on that.
I'm going to go, yep. I'll go Tommy in this because the cost is insane.
Insane.
And like, unless this has like 14 karat gold on it, like I'm not paying $500 for this thing.
You could buy a pretty sweet used motorcycle for the cost of this.
You could buy like 60, oh wait, no, my God, this is $73? Never mind.
But think about the thickness of the material. That shirt's going to last you a couple decades, all right,
well,
probably.
You could buy at least five of these for the cost of one belt. So I'm going to go with the belt as well. So two votes for the belt. Fibsy?
You have to go the belt. Everything else makes sense, and it's like practical. Even the Pistons boxers are make sense. Yeah, this is awful.
So all belt right now, Kadick.
Yeah, the price is outrageous. I have to go belt as well.
Also, if I went over to a friend's house and they popped in one of these like NBA DVDs, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's go. Yeah. That's fun.
But who has a DVD player anymore? Is that
That's
the
true. I don't know where. I don't know how you play it.
You could get 50 DVDs for the price of, yeah. of one belt.
So all belt right now, KB.
Yeah, the price is crazy, but the piece of merchandise is just horrible. It's lame. It's like the WWE has nothing to do with the Wizards. The Wizards have nothing to do with the championship. The collaboration makes no sense. Maybe if they won a title, you could like commemorate that. But yeah, that piece of merchandise.
Yeah, the belt's going to win for sure.
Are there other teams?
Every team has one.
Okay.
Including the Pacers.
Pacers one's probably sick.
Halliburton's like big into the WWE. So is like Brunson and those guys.
Kate?
My only thought with this belt, who is buying this, is like, you live in that city. Oh my God.
So those are cool.
You buy it with the hope that when they do finally win, you get to be running out in the streets with it. Like, yeah.
That would
the
play.
Lakers one's
pretty
cool.
You probably get on like a social media clip. Yeah. But
some of these are cool.
The Pacers one kind of sucks. Like design wise, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of growing on me the more we're looking at them. And as a whole,
those
are kind of fucking sick.
Some of these look great.
The Kings one? What was that?
Rockets one's nice.
That's nice.
Belts one's pretty, or Bucks one's pretty
cool.
Minute, Clippers
these
one,
are cool as hell.
It's just this Wizards one sucks. The Wizards one was really bad.
Yeah,
and again,
the Wizards one is terrible.
This one's bad.
Pat and I don't track each other's finances, but like, if I open this in the mail, we would like get in a fight.
Like, what the fuck? That's a problem.
Are you? Yeah, we would like genuinely have a problem. I got to go with this one. I actually don't think the Spurs fuzzy vest is that bad? I can see hot basketball fan ladies like actually pulling that off.
Again, it is in San Antonio, so it doesn't totally make sense to be advertising like a fur vest in San Antonio, Texas.
I wouldn't mind wearing that around the house.
The vest?
The little vest thing. It's here.
Warm. Here, yes. In San Antonio, where majority of the Spurs fans are.
In the privacy of my own home, where the AC is blasting and it's cold, and you know, you just snuggle up, watch a movie, watch some NBA DVDs.
I don't think I've ever worn an indoor vest.
I haven't either, but I'd wear that. It looks very soft and comfortable.
Fair. Okay.
It's hideous, but it's comfortable.
So we'll say specifically the Wizards belt, because some of these are kind of cool. Specifically, the Wizards belt is going to go up against our number one seed. This thing is fucking hideous. This fucking staple all
something Brandon Walker
shirt.
Wears.
Yeah.
I just despise looking at this. Everything about this is visual vomit.
This is the one seed?
This is their one seed. You like this?
I don't like it, but I could see people wearing this.
I thought a PFT or someone said Brandon Walker.
Yeah, like ironically here.
So, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Someone wearing something ironically here does not make it something like you would wear. You know what I mean?
True.
So, like, so we're going to go with this against specifically the Washington Wizards title belt, starting with you, Kate.
Gotta go Wizards title belt. This, I feel like it's been made popular by the fellas here. If I was younger and saw a guy wearing this at the bar, I'd be like, oh, he's a goofball. Like, I wouldn't be that bothered by it.
That guy would break your heart, Kate.
So, yeah, 100%. But somebody wearing it unironically is troubling. But I don't, I think they know, like, they know what they're doing here with this now. At this point, I got to go with the belt still.
And what was the cost? That is also important here.
That's
reasonable.
Yeah, I'll
allow very
it.
Reasonable.
My buy one.
Borderline of steel.
4.8.
People are happy with this.
Every French. They promote various expression through various landscapes, such as fashion, music, sport, all in one piece. How does that make sense here? I don't totally understand.
I don't know where music comes into it.
Yeah, honestly. Fashion really either
the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. So one vote for the belt, KB.
Yeah, I wouldn't bat an eye if I saw this in the office here.
In the office,
it is
yes.
ugly. It's just like something that like a funny goofball would wear to be loud and vibrant and colorful. I'm still going with the $550 Washington Wizards WWE Championship belt.
One vote, another vote for the belt, Kadick.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the belt as well. Even though when Brandon Walker wears things like that, I want to punch him in the face. But
yeah,
I don't know. The belt is just the price is bad. So
price is very bad. Is there any like is there gold in this or something?
I'm gonna guess no.
All cheap metals, just for whatever. So we are all belt.
100% zinc alloy.
Craftsmanship.
So we're all belt right now, Bibsy.
Yeah, it's the belt. Spending $550 just to lug that around and be responsible for it, just ugh.
I'm going to stick to my guns on the pennant shirt. It's really gross, and I hate looking at it so much. Tommy?
I'm going with the belt. Like I said, the pennant shirt, I know you're saying people could wear it ironically, but you can't even wear this ironically.
Yeah.
You can't wear the belt ironically or unironically. Yeah.
That's a fair point. So that means the belt is going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about our next sponsor of the day, Rocket Money. With prices going up on just about everything lately, be smart with your money. It's a good idea, and it's also essential. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find, cancel, and all of your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. See all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For the ones that you don't want anymore, they can help you cancel them. They have over 5 million users and have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/bracket today. That's rocketmoney.com/bracket. rocketmoney.com/bracket. Shout out to our good friends over at Rocket Money. All right, next matchup, the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 11 seed is, I couldn't figure this one out really either. It's the Washington Wizards For Her by Carl Banks.
that's bad.
I just don't get it. I it's just so plain and ugly, and like everything about it is bad, and it's fucking $45. Like it nothing about it's good. And that's going up against the 6 seed, another really gross women's item, the dumpling purse-ette. I guess it's a wristlet, so I guess you keep it on your wrist and you store things in it, which seems like the worst thing ever.
A triangle, so it can't even hold a phone.
Yeah, everything about it is...
Yeah, a phone couldn't fit.
Yeah, I don't get these at all. It seems horrible to lug around.
Is it four dumplings? Like, what did this about? No,
I think they're saying it looks like a dumpling.
I get that, but like...
So the dumpling women's wristlet versus whatever this is. Women's, what do they call it? For her. G3 for her. So this is For Her by Carl Banks. Whatever the shirt is versus the dumpling wristlet, Tommy.
It's got to be the shirt. This is weird, but if I saw a girl with this, I'd just be like, oh, that's a piece of fashion that hasn't come across my desk yet. Like, whatever, that's something women... This, if I saw a girl wearing this, I would really raise an eyebrow, or both eyebrows, dare I say. So I'm going to go with this.
The Wizards For Her shirt, I think between these two, I think I'd go with the dumpling wristlet thing, because I still haven't seen anything like that. And I asked around the woman at the office, like, have you seen anyone wear this? They said no. So as far as I know, if it has not come across anyone's...
All right.
Most people's
desk.
So I'm going to go with the dumpling wristlet. Vibsy.
The For Her shirt, I totally get it. I respect women more than anybody I know. It's for women. So who am I to judge? I totally accept that. The dumpling thing, I don't get. It's like alien technology. I've never seen that before in my life. It doesn't make any sense. I hate that the logo is just like embossed into it. It's ass.
Yeah, premium.
I'm going
leather.
Dumpling thing.
Dumpling thing. Kidding.
I honestly thought you pulled up a picture of like a tent for the purse. And it's kind of turned me off. But I don't really fuck with that. So I'm gonna go with that.
The dumpling wristlet, KB.
Listen, I don't fuck with that either, but there are some items that could fit in there, like chapstick, coins, cards. I don't know.
You ran out
the
pretty
shirt.
Quick.
Yeah, there's not. It definitely sucks, but the shirt. I hate the shirt so much. I hate the design. Like, They had something going with these like fun, cool fashionista characters, but then the bat is just all cement gray. It's just so ugly.
The design could have worked on a different backdrop,
or just not NBA related.
Those gals could have worked on a different type of design, but not just plain gray, through gray. I'm going with the shirt. I hate it so much. Yeah.
One for the shirt. We are 3-2 in favor of the dumpling wristlet. Kate?
If I was a cow that got killed to become a Golden State dumpling wristlet, I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be confused. But I don't hate it. One of my first thoughts was, if I got in a fight, you put a little cube of tungsten in the bottom of that thing, and it looked really fuck shit up. But the shirt, if you have any bit of breast at all, they're going to be completely wonky. I hate, like, women's clothes are notoriously terrible with all the major sports. No, nobody here. Yeah. Do you see us wearing shirts like that in general? Like, the cut of the shirts is always unflattering. The fabric's tight. Like, I hate this shirt so much. It represents everything bad about women's sports apparel to me. I hate this shirt.
Yeah, they didn't even try.
I hate
this
shirt
to appeal
so
to women.
Much.
For her shirt, designed by a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Designed by a man.
Yeah, I hate it.
Oh, 100%. Carl Banks, so it was literally...
That's a really bad shirt, guys.
It's one of the worst. And, like, I can't believe we have three votes for a nice piece of jewelry.
All right, first of all, this is not nice, nor
that's
jewelry.
Beautiful.
No, it's gross. But I think I have been swayed, but I think what swayed me specifically to cross over from dumpling to the wizard shirt is the sweat-through thing, which I didn't really put together. So, like, these two fashionable ladies next to two big-ass pit stains.
I mean,
and
girls don't sweat.
Oh, Fibsy.
Yeah.
Women in San Antonio, sweat. Dude.
The women in San Antonio. And in Washington, where the humidity
girls,
is like
girls
900.
Girls don't sweat. They glisten.
It is high humidity down in D.C., Vibsy.
Swamp.
So, you know what? I'm going to switch over to the wizard shirt. So the wizard shirt is going to move on. Next up, we have another piece of wizard's gear. I promise I didn't purposely pick on them. They just have a lot of really bad stuff. It's these wizard's pins. It's wizard's collectible pins, which are still very much for sale. The spring team pin, the Valentine's 2019 pin,
the Easter pin rules.
2018 Halloween pin.
I think Thanksgiving pin might be the worst.
That's bad.
This looks like it's somehow 50 years old. The 2018 spring collection pin.
2019 Wizards and Celtics.
Wizards St. Patrick's Day pin. That's to you. The 2019 New Year's collection pin, and this is just other stuff. So the Wizards collection pin on a whole is just coming in as a group because they're not making us decide between them. So all these weird Wizards, I guess, specific day collectible pins. And that's going up against the number 14 seed, the Fallout Boy Blazer, Portland Trail Blazers, whatever this is.
Is that a slice of pizza?
And no one knows. No one knows what it's supposed
Fallout
to be.
Fallout Boy.
Portland Trail Blazers.
Oh, I kind of...
So I couldn't figure. I was talking to Nate about it.
On the basketball?
Yeah, yin yang smiley face on the basketball.
5-star review.
With a fun star caricature basketball. Playing basketball. What the fun star? I don't understand how this is a star.
Fun star.
I don't see
this
as a star.
Is that like a Fallout Boy thing?
That's what I'm thinking, but I don't get it. It just kind of looks like
what
a pale
cone. What does it say to the left next to Portland?
February 26th, 2024, Portland, Oregon. I'm assuming that's when they had a thing
from
there.
From a concert that was at...
Yeah, in Portland, in their stadium. So the Fallout Boy pale tongue, whatever this thing is, versus the Wizards pin collection, which, by the way, they're the only ones that have this. No other team has a pin collection, especially not for ones that are fucking 6 years old on the website still.
Is that for, like, politicians in D.C. to show their Wizards support?
You know what? You're probably right about that. So the Wizards pins versus the Fallout Boy whatever collection. So we'll start with you, Kate.
It looks like the Fallout Boy star is shitting out the Portland logo. If you look at its face,
he's
it looks
pooping,
like
yeah.
So if I went to a Fallout Boy concert where the Portland whatevers play, yeah, no, I would never buy that. It looks like a nacho or a pizza. The pins for $2.99, women do love accessorizing their purses and stuff like that, and little knickknacks to the outside of purses is cute now. And some of those pins were kind of cute. The Thanksgiving one is bizarre. I don't know who's getting that. I got to go with the Fallout Boy because I actually like the two heart ones at the top are actually kind of cute.
I'm actually curious. You definitely have to pay for shipping. You definitely have to pay for shipping on this too. So that's another
way. I think
we're
sleeping on how bad the 2019 St. Patrick's Day one is. It just looks like it's Wizards and Celtics.
Yeah.
But I can see like an older mom who loves like the cartoon Kathy being delighted by her kids getting her a bunch of like pins.
But a 2019
trying to collect them all. Yeah.
Women love collecting and like bedazzling stuff.
Whether worn on
the
cap jacket.
So I gotta go with the Fallout Boy shirt.
It's kind of funny. It says this will show you're a diehard Washington Wizards supporter. Like, yeah, I would assume they were a Celtics fan before anything else. So you're gonna go with the Fallout Boy shirt?
Yeah, the pins suck, but I.
It thinks it's gross. KB?
Yeah, the pins are bogus, but pins are pins. Like, it's a quality over quantity over quality game. You just want to collect a bunch. This shirt sucks. The text is horrible. Their attempt at a star caricature that looks like a three-dimensional nacho is bad. The basketball looks like clip art. Just a horrible, horrible shirt. And I hate the gray as well. So this shirt is my vote.
Fallout Boy shirt gets 2 votes. Kading?
Yeah, I'm going to go shirt as well. Like KB said, the sweating thing I don't really fuck with. And I don't like that they don't have my size, 3XL. I don't like when stores don't carry my size. It pisses me off.
Bogus. It is only
bullshit.
$12. But it isn't
no
almost 3X, gone.
Though. And I'd look like a fat fuck in the 2XL. So that's my vote.
3 for the Fallout Boy shirt. Vibzy?
If I found the Fallout Boy shirt at like a Goodwill, I don't know. It's so bad. That character's so bad.
Why is he in so much pain?
Yeah, pins.
Agreed, Vibs.
Like it's so bad that it's not even like endearing to wear. Like I don't know, the pins, you can't really fuck up a pin. Yeah, the Thanksgiving one looks like it's 1,000 years old, but like Kate was saying, it's like your mom's like, well, I'm not the biggest Washington Wizards fan, but my kids give me these pins and I show my support for my kids. So I'm gonna go with this shirt. It's the worst.
I'm with you on the shirt. I just don't know why he's so strained. He does look like he's very constipated, Kate. That's a good call. Tommy?
Yeah.
I would have went with the 2019 Celtics Wizards pin. I think that's so bad. The shirt's ugly, but it's, I don't know, if you were at the concert, you wanted some piece of merch, you're a Trailblazers fan, you're a Fallout Boy head, it's crazy to buy now, but I don't hate it as much as you guys do. The pin makes no sense.
Either way, the Fallout Boy is going to move on. Now we have the number 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is the 76ers Sportage Cream or Sportique Cream 2023 City Edition Ashland Pullover Sweatshirt, which has nothing to do with the 76ers other than just saying City of Brotherly Love on it.
This isn't horrible.
No, but here's the thing. There is not a 76ers logo on this thing except for what? The corner of the sleeve. So this isn't... Imagine you're like, hey, babe, I bought you some NBA merch and you gave them this.
The sleeve.
Yeah,
and,
but
and
Philly is like waist. So like
well, it's a Philly
them
shirt.
Brotherly Love. City but of Brotherly
it's
Love.
It's a Philly shirt. It's not a 76er shirt.
I guess. But I think Philly, like as a city and their sports teams are so ingrained.
But that's again, it's is it a, and it also was $110 to start with.
Crazy.
But again, I just don't get how like this isn't NBA merch.
But
you know
that's
I mean?
Not a huge eye. Like if I saw someone wearing that, I wouldn't bat an eye.
So the combination of these when I was seeing these, it's not just like some of them are just because they're ugly. Some of them are because I don't get it. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't necessarily make sense as NBA merch. So the City of Brotherly Love, what they call this again? The Ashland Sportique Cream going up against the number 7 seed. Oh, I love this thing.
The Wizards just
Washington Wizards monster truck ornament, which
the Christmas tree
in the back. Nothing quite says the Wizards like a monster truck. Almost gone. So the Wizards monster truck ornament versus the City Brotherly Love. No 76ers, but 76ers gear. Start with you, Tommy.
I think it's the ornament. Like I said, the Brotherly Love. It doesn't totally tie into the Sixers, but I wouldn't be crazy. This makes no sense. At first, I thought it was a toy kids truck. It's like, all right, I guess I kind of get that. But then it being a Christmas ornament, nothing about this makes sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with this.
I would go with the ornament as well because I don't get... I just don't understand the correlation here between monster trucks and that's where a lot of this bad merch comes from. It's this weird combination of things, whether it's brand and brand collab or like NBA or basketball and other thing collab, and it doesn't click with me. So I'm going with the monster truck as well. Vibzy?
I love a good Christmas ornament, but this doesn't make any sense, like everyone's saying. The other one is something you'd buy at like a, I don't know, like a gift shop. You know,
an airport
gift shop. Yeah, it's not bad, but... The monster truck's way worse.
Mm-hmm. So monster truck for Vibzy, Kadick?
I don't know. I think I kind of fuck with the monster truck. I don't know. Something about it. It's pleasing to the eye. So I'm going to send the shirt. My vote is the shirt.
One vote for the woman's sweatshirt, KB.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of e-tailers incorporate like AI to design and sometimes it fucks up. And then, so I don't think any man or person created that monster truck with the tree in the back.
Just like AI but in
again,
a Chinese
like,
factory?
With just like ornaments and pins, you kind of just buy them to fill up the tree.
Mm. Mm.
But I can't say anything too bad about the sweatshirt. It's kind of just, you know, the white crew neck with a little script text.
Again, the issue to me isn't what is
but
on.
But if you want it something like that, you could get it for cheaper. You wouldn't have to go to the 76ers official store
and spend $50 on it, or at one point $110.
Yeah, so I might go I'm gonna go the sweatshirt for that reason.
Two for the sweatshirt, Kate.
Christmas ornaments are actually sneaky expensive, and you are just looking to fill the tree. That's a deal. And my kids would be pumped by this.
A kid would
like,
love it. Yeah.
They'd be taking off the tree. They'd love it. If those wheels actually spin,
it doesn't look like they turn.
We're just cutting off the string. Well, they won't care.
I don't even think it's
3D. They'll be pumped at this. The tree is horrendous, but I actually don't hate this. As somebody who worked at the Wells Fargo Center doing concessions where the 76ers play, you're insane if you wear crisp, perfectly white, cream tech hoodie there. I've been there. Fights between halftime cheerleader moms. The cheese is flying. The whiz all over the place. Yeah, no, this is a crazy. Where are you wearing this? A white, and it looks like a Coca-Cola logo or something.
It does.
Like, doesn't look like. I would never look at that and think Philly. So I kind of hate that. I'm going with the women's sweater.
So that means we're going to have to flip a coin to get to the, or see the winner on this. We'll say that the City of Brotherly Love is Tails. Oh, and heads it is. That means the monster truck is going to move on. Monster truck.
Oh. Yeah, fair enough.
Coin don't lie.
Mm-hmm. Monster truck.
I like that little truck.
I was going to change my vote.
I kind of like it. It looks nice.
Fipsy, why didn't you say that before the coin flip?
It's sank to the bracket.
Now we got to move on. We have no choice. Right. So now we can do our second chain game.
Because I agree. The monster truck's for kids. It's for children.
Yeah. So the 15 seed chain game. First up, we have the women's Kings shirt, which this is just, when has this ever been the Kings logo? I certainly don't remember.
It's like the Lannisters.
When I first saw it, I thought LeBron James, like this is like LeBron James' personal logo or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the City New Era Red Edition. It's,
right.
But it's also red. Like in
the red makes no sense.
You would never know this is a Sacramento.
No.
Never in a million years.
Ever.
The colors are purple and gray and white. Like it's nothing about this.
I don't think
they
have anything to do with Lions.
The Reds, they do. They're mascots a lot.
Oh, is it?
But still stupid looking. So the Kings, whatever the fuck that thing is. It's Pistons hoodie, which it was $104. This Pistons hoodie, you can't even see the logo.
It's empty.
It's just a
dot. Unfinished.
Just an empty like.
Oh no!
Well, the zoom in doesn't help at all.
It's horrible, and it's again. It was $104 for a Pistons hoodie that doesn't look like a Pistons.
If that
hoodie.
Logo was like red, like the regular Pistons logo,
it'd be fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. So the Pistons jacket, whatever the fuck that thing is, the Rob Lowe blanket, I guess you could call it, like just the NBA branded blanket.
Chad and Jake?
Chad and Jake, yeah, I guess they're blanket guys. And this used to cost $160 at one point for this NBA blanket.
I just love it comes in association, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah, lots of colors for the Chad and Jake blanket. Chad and Jake should be making blankets. The NBA, another Rob Lowe sort of option, the just NBA brand logo earrings. I don't know who wears this other than like a player's fiance on draft night.
Right.
Yeah,
you know
like
I mean?
Adam Silver's wife.
Yeah, like I don't know who's wearing this. The Celtics big and tall. This one is gross. I hate this gradient. This is like the laziest fucking thing I've ever seen. Katie, you might get one of these. Would a 2XLT work?
Was that down there 3XLT?
Sold out.
Oh, shit.
All sold out. And lastly, the Ron Holland. Oh, I linked to the wrong thing. But there's a Ron Holland autographed jersey that's $5,000 on the store. Ron Holland has averaged 6.4 points in his career. And they have three of them. $5,000 a piece for Ron Holland's autographed jersey. But yeah, so that's the basics of it. Ron Holland autographed jersey. Run through the options again. The Women's Kings shirt that's red. The logo-less logoed Pistons shirt, the NBA thing, another NBA thing, and this big and tall Celtics fucking PowerPoint 2002 gradient shirt. So starting with you, I believe, Kate, which one of these chain options did you want to go up against our two seed?
Oh, if I went over to a guy's house and he had like an NBA blanket on his bed, my standards used to be low, but I'm still going to be like, there's so many other blankets. I don't know. I never get when it's like you're repping the brand. It's like the NBA itself.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay. And also, so that blanket doesn't look comfy anyway. That's not a good like curl up on the couch or on your bed blanket for the price. I'm going to say the blanket. I hate this blanket.
Mm-hmm. And is there like customization to it or something? Nope, not really. It says
nope.
It does down just... there. But all right, one for the blanket. Kimmy?
The blanket's bad because the person who buys that is trying to like look cool. He's trying to make his apartment look cool, but the incomplete invisible Pistons logo pullover is bad. But it's at the end of the day, it's still a gray sweatshirt that can go with anything. The bright red Sacramento Kings women's shirt is the worst.
Because
if you're a Kings fan and you're from Sacramento, you want to show that hometown pride. And you want to rep that purple, but that's just bright red.
You want to show off your Sacramento Kings spirit, but it's not. It's not showing off Kings spirit.
The red is hideous. It just doesn't make sense if you support the Kings.
So one for the blanket, one for the Kings shirt. Katie?
Was so.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Kings shirt as well. It just doesn't make any sense. Kind of
were the because it used to be the Cincinnati Royals. I think their colors were red. Is that what it comes from? The city edition, maybe.
Maybe, but it's gross.
And I mean, it's still not, gross. But I'm just saying, maybe that
you'd have to explain that.
I was right. Yeah. I was thinking like it's one of those like AIDS research things for red, or it's used to be their color. I don't know. It's bad.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
So we're all or three for the shirt right now. One for the blanket. I think the blanket is really really bad.
The blanket's like the blanket you go over to a friend's house to sleep over, and they don't really have enough blankets for everybody. And like, here, you can have this.
I don't know who buys this.
And it's not cold enough, or it's not warm enough.
Like, I don't see anyone who buys this. I also don't see anyone that buys this. Like, who's buying an NBA logo fucking... But that's also like $29, and the other thing's $160. And also, I think we're kind of sleeping on the fact that this is $73. And at one point, they charged over $100 for this logo-less... Fuck it, I'm going with the Detroit jacket. This is ridiculous, Tommy.
I'm torn between the blanket and the King shirt. I think I'd go with the King shirt because, I mean, I can't. I both these are all so bad. They're all so bad. But the King's one looks like it. Literally looks. I would think it's a Game of Thrones shirt. Like it's red, right. House Lannister, lion. There's no way that that's a Sacramento King shirt. So I'm going with this.
So the King shirt then is going to move on and play our number two seed, which is I couldn't believe this one when I saw it. Yeah, you're going to need that for this. The Tissot Super Sport Chrono Basketball Edition watch that is $475.
Nope. Well, that's a Tissot.
It is. Well, yeah, it's Tissot, but I don't know what makes it a basketball edition watch. I've looked at this picture a million times, other than the fact that its hand is orange. Like, there's nothing else on it.
Isn't that like an official sponsor of the NBA?
But you're wearing the whole point is, and they say it in the description too.
Well, wait, go back. Was the dial... It was like the side view.
It looks like a regular dial.
No, right there. I didn't know if there's like a...
Nope, just a T.
I thought it said NBA. Never mind. So all right.
In the description, it says, show off your love for the sport that you love with this watch. How? It's just a kind of a regular watch that costs fucking $500.
They could have made those three circles in the middle, basketballs or something.
Could have done anything to make this actually look like a basketball watch other than having a slight orange tint on it, but there's not, and it's $500.
So only six left.
So yeah, I mean, I'm assuming they started with like 10, and they weren't bopping anyone else. So the King's red shirt versus the $500 Chrono basketball edition watch that has nothing to do with basketball. Starting with you, Tommy.
This is tough. I mean, it is crazy. This has nothing to do with basketball, but I don't know watches. Is that a decent brand?
I think
so. I have no idea.
Like, it's not the worst looking
but why
watch.
Is it in the NBA store?
Because I think it's like their number one sponsor. Because every time I walk past this store, there's always like NBA... what am I looking for?
Like a collab shirt?
Yeah. You see like displays. There's like an NBA display. So I think it's a nice brand. I don't know anything about watches either.
Am I dumb or the time? What's going on with the times? 120, 110? What is all that?
That's like degrees. I think that's for like, what do you call it? Navigating or some shit.
Huh.
Is it like 30 for a loop?
Yeah, this is... But at the end of the day, it's not the ugliest watch I've ever seen. I think I'm going to go with this. I think this is really bad.
One for the King shirt. I'm going with the watch just because it doesn't make sense for that to be in the NBA store for no reason other than it just has nothing to do with basketball. Like, nothing about it is basketball related really whatsoever. So I'm going to go with, other than it being like a sponsor of the NBA, sure, put it for sale on your website. Why is it on the NBA store site? And why is it $500? Whatever. Vibzy.
I think the watch looks kind of cool. Like, I like the color scheme. I like it. I don't know if that's a fair price for the watch. But the King City Edition doesn't make any sense.
Two for the King City Edition. Kadick.
Yeah, I'm going to side with Bibbs and Tommy here. I think I kind of like the watch, so I'm going to go with the shirt.
King shirt's pulling ahead right now, KB.
Yeah, they don't even attempt with like the women's professional sports apparel. It's so sad. And it's like, I get the alternative colors for like big brand, big market teams, like maybe the Yankees or Lakers, but like the Kings are so small market, like you can't wear that to a Kings game. You have to rep their colors. No
Yankees
one's gonna
do
even know that's a Kings shirt. It's whatever. It's that's it.
The Kings shirt's gonna win, but Kate.
Yeah, I actually kind of like the watch. I would be weirded out if the guy was like, yeah, it's NBA, whatever. I'd be like, oh, that's weird, but I like the watch. But the shirt, I'm picturing a hot woman in this shirt. It looks bad. I'm picturing an Uggo in this shirt. I'm picturing me, sans Uggo or whatever. Yeah, I hate that shirt. Why does it look so lumpy and weird? The shape of it, the colors off. Yeah, I hate this shirt.
It is so lumpy.
Yeah, why is it lumpy?
It's one of the worst shirts ever created.
It's the King shirt.
The armpit crinkles. They just don't care.
So the King shirt is going to move on. Before we get to our playoffs, let's talk about Aura Frames. Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to mix things up this year. They come with the unlimited storage. You can store as many photos as you want from your phone into your mom's Aura Frame for Mother's Day. So not only will she be grateful for another gift card, not only will she be grateful for not another gift card, but she'll love that Aura Frame. That means she gets to see more of you. They gave us some Aura Frames ahead of time. I loaded one up with a bunch of childhood pictures, other things like that for my mom. She absolutely loved it. They are really cool. Feels like the feel of it feels like an actual picture frame, which is kind of refreshing versus a lot of other digital frames that I've seen. Very, very cool frames. They have a great deal for Mother's Day, too. For a limited time, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off plus free shipping on the best-selling Carver Matte Frame. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code BRACKET. Show your support by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Shout out to Aura Frames. Really, that was actually legitimately very, very, very... my mom liked that gift a lot, and I think you should get it, too.
Yeah, so anyway, I want one.
That's Aura Frames. Now we can move into our playoffs. First up, we have the snapback accessory, which I almost forgot about. This is our, 13 seed. God damn, it's so stupid. And that's going up against the number. Oh, but it's kind of going up against a juggernaut. The Lakers striped. This thing was.
Oh, no.
Really, this is
insane. Who do I vote for?
Imagine a guy with both.
So the snapback accessory clip versus the Lakers, whatever this thing is, starting out with you, Tommy.
Oh man, this is tough. I think I'm gonna go with this. I mean, the snapback accessory is so dumb, but it's less noticeable. Like, I would be like, that's weird, what's on the back of his hat? But this is so ugly. Nobody can pull that off in the world. Mm-mm. Nobody can pull this off. So I have to go.
Josh Richards?
I honestly don't even think Big Bro could.
Wow.
I honestly don't think Big Bro could. So I'm going with this.
One for the Lakers pullover. I got to go with the Lakers pullover as well. It's just, it is a combination of both look at me and heinous. You know what I mean? Like, it's so bad. And I can't imagine, first of all, calling this like a courtside striped pullover. Who is wearing this courtside? Anyway, got to go with that. Fibs.
Yeah, I'm right there with you guys. Same reasons.
Lakers pullover, Kadick.
Yeah, it's not even close. It's the Lakers pullover.
And it was $100 at one point. KB?
It's sad because it is the Lakers pullover just because how ugly it is. It's hard to fathom how ugly it is. But the snapback cover is so stupid. It is completely useless. Even if, like, you want to rep the Nets, just wear a Nets snapback.
Right.
Now you're repping it on the back of your head.
Well, I guess in case for the people behind you that can't tell it's a Nets snapback.
So right. does the logo come out and act as like a ball marker?
I don't.
Because I see other things that are popping up right now.
I think that was just for this one.
Go to that guy with the hat. Yeah.
So that's, I think, what this brand does. Is okay. You have a marker on it, but I do not.
So that doesn't look
as... It just makes it look...
ridiculous as I thought,
but also if you're
but it
golfing,
doesn't make it look
it doesn't make it look better,
but it's also stupid because if you're out golfing you can just hold your fucking markers
or just pull a fucking coin out of your pocket and put it on the
like that's not like it's a difficult thing to hold that you need to make whatever this thing's up for. It's I don't know, just everything about it's dumb. So you're gonna go with the Lakers thing though.
Oh, it's tough because like I would definitely hate to whatever purchase and obtain or wear that.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you justify buying that snapback thing and putting it on your hat?
What is it? I need to see it like on snapback.
It doesn't matter. I'll go with the pullover, but I think this deserves.
Wait, go to the top left.
You got your back? This one?
Yeah. Is that what
I hate that.
You didn't know you need it. So this bad. Is for the ones where it's the marker on it. It still is dumb.
You definitely didn't know you need it.
Yeah, for certain. I still don't think you just keep that in your pocket.
Why?
You can. That's the best part.
It seems way more annoying to like twist it off the back of your fucking head. I don't.
And now you can't adjust
your hat.
I'll tell you, this snapped. This thing is lucky it's going up against the ugliest sweater ever created.
Yeah. These things are just heinous. Kate, you would go for?
Putting my mom hat on really quick, I'm like, if I was going to this game and it was crowded and I didn't want anyone to kidnap my kids and I wanted to be able to see them really quick, I would put them in these. Mm-hmm. There's something so nefarious to me about the snapback clip.
I'm willing to switch with you if we can agree that like maybe you're wearing that to like an ugly sweater party.
Right. This is like you're going out of your way.
You know, you're wearing the snapback clip to a snapback clip party. I mean,
yeah. I know it doesn't matter. I'm going with the snapback clip. I hate it so much.
Mm-hmm. So that means that the Lakers pullover is going to move on. God. Well, I want us to say great matchup for this one.
Great
that
matchup.
Was that
double overtime.
That deserves more attention.
Yeah, that is. I still don't get it. So next up, we have the number 16 seed, which was our belt, Wizards title belt. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Wizards title belt going up against the Birds of a Feather shirt, which we just about almost forgot about.
I think it's the Birds of a Feather shirt. I forgot how bad this is.
Starting with you, Kate.
Birds of a Feather shirt. I don't get it at all. I would not want to. I wear dumb stuff all the time. I like would not wear that.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb in it. Yeah.
One for the Birds of a Feather, KB.
Yeah, I mean, we hate the belt. The belt doesn't make sense. It could look worse, though.
Dude, but at $550.
Yeah, it's not silly or ugly or weird enough to be amusing or humorous. So the person buying this would want to seriously show it off and would like maybe be proud of it, which is embarrassing and pathetic.
Half of $1,000.
The other one, this pisses me off so much because it's like trying to have an inspirational message or something.
I still don't get it. And the description doesn't help at all. Design and
Birds of a Feather must be a brand.
Yeah, that we just don't get. So you're going to go with the Birds of a Feather?
Birds of a Feather. Wait, let me see. Skip me for now. I'm going to look it up.
Okay, Katie?
I'm actually going to go with the belt because of just the price and how crazy you'd have to be to buy that. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, $550. Like,
yeah,
that's so much money. And for the type of person that would want to buy this, typically they can't afford that. That person that would want this.
Right. I got to go for the belt for that reason.
Yeah, so that means another one for the belt. We are
it's
two for the belt.
It's cruel, this belt.
Yeah.
It's like a chastity.
They
like,
know how
belt.
Bad a poor person wants to buy this.
Yes.
$500. Their dad could have this belt. Yeah.
It was designed for a poor.
Yeah, it's literal. It's like bait.
You can look, but you can't have.
Yeah. So the belt has two votes to the Birds of a Feather, one. Vibzy?
Now that you say that, I had some neighbors growing up that were obsessed with the WWE and the Pacers. They would buy this. It would take everything for them not to buy it. It's the belt. I was trying to rationalize it in my head, like, well, maybe you're rich and you have a man cave and you throw this down there. Mm-hmm. But it's still $550. There's so much other cool stuff you could buy for $550 and put it on display.
And I know this just same people you were talking about. And sometimes for some weeks it was pay-per-view or dinner that week and they'd be watching the pay-per-view.
pay-per-view,
no doubt about it.
But you spent the night over there and they had what was it? Butter in a spray can.
Yo, yes. Canned butter.
Oh,
yeah.
Canned butter.
Yep.
That was awesome. And then they had cheese.
Did you ever do poor people
spray
nachos?
Cheese.
Spray cheese, and spray butter. I don't know.
You ever do what do you call it, Kraft singles on saltines? The poor people nachos.
I've not
put it in a microwave for about 10 seconds.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm not a big fan of the spray cheese. Yeah. I mean,
that's how my mom would make cheesy mashed potatoes growing
it's
up.
It's got its purpose, but
it's spray cheese.
So good.
So we're all belted right now for the most part.
I'd like to make a case for the Birds of a Feather sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. Sanctity of the bracket. It's not most overpriced. Item in the store. Like, I know we've been incorporating it, but it's just straight up worst. a WWE belt, those exist. People, you know, it's stupid and it's obviously overpriced, but, you know, it's whatever. Wizards, WWE belt, you had that hanging in your basement and nobody knew the price. It wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world. This sweatshirt is so ugly and it makes so little sense. And the phrase is so bad. I think this epitomizes what is a bad NBA store item. A collab that doesn't make sense. Ugliness. All 30 teams together. This is one of the worst things I've ever seen. And I'm going with the birds of a feather.
And it was $100 at one point. So it was also very expensive.
Yeah, quite expensive. Yeah.
KB, did you find anything on that? Birds of a feather?
No, that's why I'm going to have to switch. It's not a brand. It's just the saying that we know it as. Which makes no sense.
Which isn't even that popular of a saying, may I add.
No.
I'm swapping as well, like, because I think Tommy's logic is very sound. This is actually uglier.
Is. Yeah, that is the worst. That might be the worst.
It might be the worst product ever made.
So that means that the Birds of a Feather sweater is going up against the Lakers pullover. Battle of the Titans matchup right now. Tommy.
Again, that Birds of a Feather is so bad. The fact that it's not even a brand. It's like, oh, it's a brand we don't know. If it was just a pigeon and a basketball, and nothing on the back and no saying, maybe that could be like an NYC streetwear thing. I don't know anybody that would ever buy this, or why they. What would be the motivation to buy this? The Lakers one, it's hideous. I can't say enough how hideous it is, but this is somehow worse.
So that means you're going to go for the Birds of a Feather. I think between these two, like, this doesn't make sense, right? This is worse. Like, it is Lakers. It is.
At least who would buy this? Lakers fan.
Like, a Lakers.
There's no answer to who buys the other one.
But even then, like, a Lakers fan, like, I'm trying to imagine anyone in LA wearing this, and I can't. Like,
yeah, no Lakers fans are everywhere.
But. It physically hurts my eyes. Yeah. Like, at least it really does. The pigeon one is so dumb. But if you're just, like, glancing over it, you're like, all right, sure, I'm sure that means something. I just don't understand.
And, like,
this is just offensive to anybody's eyeball.
Yeah. And to Tom, almost to your point, like, if I saw someone walking down the street, like, I wouldn't really bat an eye in this, I think, too much. Like, I'd just be like, I wouldn't even read the back. I'd see the front and be like, whatever. And, like, that's just some stupid
If I read that, though, I'd be puzzled.
Yeah.
If I saw the front of that shirt, I read the slogan, I'd be absolutely puzzled. And then when they turned around and I saw all the NBA teams, I would be even more befuddled.
But then if I saw this, I'd want to puke and throw up and shoot. Like, this thing is like an optical illusion designed to give you diarrhea.
This is uglier. I think the other one, though, was worse.
Makes sense. I think the ugliness makes it worse. The pouch with no pockets, like that. Everything about it, the double hood, like it just, I hate this thing so much. I gotta go with the Lakers pullover here. Fibsy.
I'm going Lakers pullover too, but the Birds of a Feather shirt will keep me up tonight. Just wondering what it means. Like, am I missing something? Is it me?
So we are 2-1 in favor of the Lakers pullover right now. Kadick.
Without a doubt, the Lakers.
The Lakers pullover. Yeah. It's so gross.
Bad. It's so bad.
So, and the weird thing is, too, the Lakers have such good colors. Like, purple and gold is so good. And, like, even when we saw their championship belt, WWE belt, like, it looked awesome.
Yeah,
it's cool.
So, to manage to find a way to make to fuck this up is it's impressive.
I wonder if the stripes are bigger, if it looks better, if it's, I don't know.
Oh, definitely. Because they're so small, it's like an optical.
Right.
Like, it hurts your eyes. Yeah. I think if it was, like, four of each, I mean, it'd be ugly, but it would be less ugly. Mm-hmm.
KB?
Yeah, I mean, this is so ugly and evocative that it almost does serve a purpose. You'd wear this to draw attention to yourself. There are events where the goal is to just, like, look at me. Like, maybe it could work for Halloween.
Yeah.
The other one, Birds of a Feather, and it's one singular pigeon with the basketball, makes no sense, like Tommy said. And then you see that the message is that all of the NBA teams are, like, in it together as birds. Of a like uniting as one for what? For what cause?
What does it say underneath NBA on the back?
Staples.
Oh,
wait, Staple, not Staples. Sorry, not the
just Staple
office brand.
The brand.
Staple. I think that's the brand collab here.
I don't think the shadows make sense either on the shirt.
No, only the basketball has a shadow. I don't think that's where the shadow would be. No.
They both have shadows, kind of.
Right.
Oh,
but it doesn't totally make sense. Whatever.
Makes sense at all.
Yeah. So KB, you're gonna go with the
I'm going with that.
With the birds, we are 3-2 in favor of the Lakers pullover right now, Kate.
Yeah, Lakers pullover does serve a part. Like, you're sitting behind the opposing team's net for free throws. Like, yeah, that's obnoxious. And like, part of being fun in fandom is being obnoxious, I think. And that nails it. The other one, it's like, I just picture like NBA execs at a table being like, oh, some idiots will buy this random stuff. And people, I'm sure they did. Yeah, I hate that. I still hate it. The bird. Mm-hmm.
So that means that we are tied up and you're going to have to.
Does anyone want to change? I will die before I change my vote. That's how much I hate this.
No, I'm not changing.
I'm not changing.
I'm actually not changing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm staying all pat. Right.
All right, let's flip it.
I mean, Tails has to be the bird.
Tails will be the bird, yeah. Wow, it is heads. That means the, what do you call it, the Lakers hoodie.
Bang.
It's going to move on. So the Lakers hoodie going into the finals on the other side. Oh, actually, before we talked about get to the other side, let's talk about our good friends over at DraftKings. If you saw, actually, the Bet Gal, we were all DraftKings there, which was incredible. Some of those outfits they had there, that was unbelievable.
Nobody wore a Birds of a Feather sweater.
That's for sure. That's for damn sure. They would have gotten absolutely roasted in for good reason. The NBA 82-game grind, why is that such a tongue twister for me, is done, and now the real fun begins, the playoffs, and it means that it's time for high-stakes drama, clutch moments, and jaw-dropping plays. We cannot wait here. If you're looking to make the playoffs even more exciting, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered as an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the playing games all the way through to the finals, now it is time to back your favorite players and teams as they chase glory. All season long, DraftKings has been the go-to spot for NBA player props, and that doesn't stop now. Want to make your playoff experience even more intense? Try placing a bet on your favorite player's performance. Will they drop 30 points, 40, or more? It's your call. Ready to place your bet? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, lock in your bets, and let's make a playoff run that is unforgettable. Here's something special for our first-timers. New DraftKings customers, bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets immediately. Make a playoff run to remember with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DEBATE. That's code DEBATE for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on the DraftKings app. The crown is yours. Shout out to DraftKings. Love DraftKings. Okay, other side of the bracket, we have the Wizards for her, whatever.
That ugly clip art.
Was that the 11 seed? Yeah, the Wizards for her shirt versus the, so stupid, versus the Fallout Boy collaboration 14 seed, whatever, the Trailblazers thing. So the Fallout Boy 3D Dorito thing versus the Washington Wizards, I'm with her, 1960s white women representing basketball for some reason, whatever this is. So the Wizard, starting with you, you voted last, right, Tommy?
Yeah, I thought I was up. Never mind.
No, you voted last.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're up first.
Yes, that's way. I mean, the other one, it's stupid, but just aesthetically looking, it's objectively a better design than whatever the fuck this is.
I think both of these have the problem of the gray cement gray background that you sweat through.
Yep. Right. Yep. But at least this is
with this,
somewhat
care.
Well done-ish. I mean, not real, but like, you know. I
could see someone wearing like playing pickup in this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that wouldn't be a
No human, no woman.
No woman is buying this.
Right. Yeah, this is... The Fall Out Boy one's also like kind of a conversation starter. It's like, right. Oh, what's the deal with that? This one, people are just like, ugh.
What happened here?
Yeah, I don't want to talk.
You're
to
not
you.
Comfortable asking what's going on here because right. It's so ugly.
Yeah.
So we are 3 then for the Wizard shirt, Kadick.
Yep, I'm going with the Wizard shirt.
All Wizard shirt, KB.
Yeah, it's this by far. We kind of understated how bad of a piece this is.
I think we really did.
I'd imagine no one has ever bought this.
Is it almost gone? Oh, no. In
I'd
fact, the ship's free.
It hasn't even been created.
Yeah.
There is the XXL available.
Who's the guy that made it? What's his name?
It is Carl Banks.
Banks.
That's bad.
I'm looking
at him. He's a former football player.
Former
right?
Giant, Carl yeah, Banks. There's player. No way that's him.
It might be. It very well might be. Let's see. Oh, snug fit. We recommend sizing up for a looser fit. I might just buy the XXL and see what it looks like. Good thing Nick's not on this episode. He would have a lot of this.
Carl Banks is a well-known figure in the sports apparel industry.
Wow, look at that. Carl Banks of X-Drying.
Nope.
Made whatever this
failure.
Thing is.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So we're always, which again, Kate.
Give me the outfits the women are wearing. I would like that.
Sell that.
Yeah.
Why can't you just buy those?
Yeah, I'd rather buy what they're wearing.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I hate this so much. The other shirt I would wear, like if I had to, if it was in my closet and on a laundry, I'd be like, fuck it,
The other shirt isn't. But
this you would never, ever, ever catch me in.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a million years, even if I was hot.
the the Wizards, the Wizard. Yeah, I don't see a hot person pulling this off. The Wizard shirt's going to move on. Now, on the top end, we have the Kings red, again, whatever the fuck that was, the red Kings shirt going up against the number, what was it? The Monster Truck. I almost forgot. The Monster Truck ornament from the Wizards. So many Wizards things on here. Again, wasn't a purposeful attack. So the Wizards Monster Truck versus the Women's Kings shirt. Kate.
Monster Truck's a great tree filler. I like it. I think it's cute as a button. I hate the red shirt. It looks like, I'm like, oh, are you a UK soccer fan? Like, I don't, I hate
That's it. It looks like the ING logo, like Barclays
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
yeah
That's what
yeah,
it kind
of
looks
yeah.
like. Yeah.
Good, waste good of cone. Red shirt.
Premier League? Is that their logo?
Something yeah. like that.
So one for the Kings shirt. Kimmy?
Yeah, in a world where Santa Claus is a possibility, I don't think it's too crazy for maybe a family has a monster truck to go pick up a tree. And it's fun for a kid to imagine. I'm going with the bright red Sacramento Kings women's shirt.
Another one for the Kings shirt. Kadick?
Yeah, like I said, I fuck with the monster truck, so I'm going to go with the shirt.
That might actually be a separate bracket for another day, is just going through all the best monster trucks. I mean, but I don't know many after, like, Gravedigger and Bigfoot. So that would be a little bit harder.
No, yeah. Megalodon.
Oh, Megalodon.
Yeah.
Oh,
of course.
Megalodon. Mm. So we're all King shirt right now, Vibsy?
Yeah, King shirt. And let's not forget how lumpy and gross it is.
Mm-hmm. Very lumpy, very gross. I would vote for the King shirt as well, Tommy.
Clean sweep, easy.
So the King shirt versus the Wizard shirt, two of the worst pieces of women's clothing maybe ever designed. The Washington Wizards King shirt, which I can't imagine a woman's ever worn, and the Washington or the Sacramento Kings one, which I can't imagine a woman's ever worn. So we're going to start out with you, Tommy.
Battle of the Titans here of awful women's merchandise, but I got to go with the Wizards one. I have to. It doesn't make any sense. Mm. It's, why would you, at least the other one's like, all right, I'm wearing the logo, sort of. This one, it's like I'm wearing women. You're not even repping the Wizards. You're repping women who are Wizards fans. It's baffling, and it's hideous.
It's for her, though, so maybe you just don't get
maybe
it.
Maybe I don't get it, but... Yeah.
Maybe you don't respect women.
Yeah, maybe that's also a big problem.
I guess that's it.
So, the one thing about these two things, the gray is terrible always, because the sweat factor, but this red, I think, doesn't look good on anyone either. I don't think
the
a hot
red
person...
red is a bad... It's just, I don't know.
It wouldn't even have to be this logo. I think it could be anything on the shirt, and I would still think it looks bad. So it's a lot tougher than I thought it was, but I do think the fact that it's just these two women trying, like, hot women looking cool wearing something that doesn't look terrible,
right?
But just plastered onto this god awful background.
The side by side of the side by side of the women on this shirt and the women that's actually wearing this shirt would be a crazy dichotomy.
Yeah. I would love to see. I wish they had a model.
Do you think anyone's ever jerked off to these two?
Carl Banks. Yeah, I was like, he was Carl Spanks.
Hit imprints.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the Wizard shirt as well, Vibsy.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
Yeah, the Sacramento Kings one at least can make sense to me. The Wizards one doesn't, so I'm going to go Wizards one.
Wizards, three votes. Kadick?
Yeah, Wizards, strictly off just the sweating. Sweating. Mm.
It is a huge factor, which I feel like we didn't even play up enough. KB?
Kadick, I would love to see you in that shirt.
Yeah, this is a blowout. At the end of the day, the Kings shirt is just a red Kings shirt. This is just so bad.
So Kings, Kate?
Yeah, King shirt could be a pajama shirt or something. This, so I would never wear.
So the Wizard shirt, I mean, how much is it again? Fucking $45.
That's crazy.
That's insane. I kind of want to buy
the
XXL.
It's flimsy and thin as hell.
Does it have the details? Spun cotton polyester. That is going to shrink. So we are the Wizards weird shirt by Carl Banks. It's going to go up against our Lakers pullover,
which was
our 12 seed. Pull that one up. Okay, so you're going to start out first, Kate, in our finals. The Wizards shirt versus this Lakers pullover. That used to be $100. Wizards one again was $45. Not that should be the only thing that influenced your decision.
Now
here.
I'm flopping again. I got to go the Lakers pullover. Now I've seen it too many times. It's like the Beetlejuice of basketball hoodies. I can't. Yeah, I hate it again.
One vote for the Lakers shirt. KB?
Yeah, I think it's so ugly, and I hate it so much that I actually see why someone would want to get this.
It's actually grown on me from the start of the bracket.
And I can't hate on someone because they would be succeeding at being a menace and a rascal. Sure. The other one, it's getting worse and worse the more I look at it.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's just
all
like these like cool, chic, fashionable girls as the characters on the worst shirt ever. It's so bad.
So we are.
Fuck, I'm switching. Sorry. Yeah, I'm back. Okay, I'm switching.
The other shirt
serves a purpose.
And it's so. What? It's a Washington Wizards shirt?
Yeah.
Find me a Wizards fan that looks like that.
No.
Come on.
So we are all no Wizards fan right now, Kadick.
This reminds me of the Meatloaf episode because I knew right after round one that Meatloaf was going to win for me. And I know that the Lakers was going to win for me as well. So my vote is with the Lakers.
So we are 2-1 in favor of the Wizards right now. Vibzy?
I don't know. The girls are ugly. The girl's shirt's ugly. It just doesn't really make any sense, but it's kind of harmless. This is offensive. It hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go Lakers hoodie.
I think between these two, I would agree with Vibzy. Like, I wouldn't really bat an eye at this other than like, actually, you know what? I definitely would bat an eye. That was a lie. I would 100%.
Definitely.
I would be batting
bat
an eye at this. I'd be like, what's going on that shirt right there? however, this I would be batting so many eyes at because it's fucking gross, dude. And
I've been thinking it for a while. I could see a cool black guy pulling this off.
No,
I could absolutely see a cool black guy pulling this hoodie off.
Dude, I don't think it'd be cool.
The top, like clavicle logo, the kangaroo zip with no side pockets, the double hoodie. Like, everything about this is so stupid. It's the dumbest sweatshirt I think I've ever seen. And, like, again, this is gross. I got to go with this. This is so, like, look at me and also bad. So it's a double whammy. As someone's one of many a look at me shirt, this is so bad. I would never even touch this. So I'm going to go with the Lakers pullover. So it is 3-2 in favor of the Lakers. Tommy.
I'm going with the Wizards woman shirt. This has grown on me as the bracket has gone on. Like, I could see picture cool black guy wearing that. You'd be like, oh, all right. I get it. No human could pull the other one off. No human can pull this off.
At least the other one,
like, you're taking a risk. I'm trying. It's different. This one is so stupid. The other one's so stupid. It's so stupid.
And it is dumb, and it was designed by...
It's dumb, and it's ugly, and it was designed by a former Giants linebacker.
That's a good point.
All right.
It's a great point.
Yeah, I was going to say this is the first bracket I think I've ever been upset with the outcome, but I after Tommy said that...
it's 3-3. Yeah.
It is 3-3, so...
We got to get a tiebreaker in here.
We have to have a tie... I think... Oh, fuck, I hope Pat's here.
He's not.
I was going to say, do we bring in a Washington... Washington Wizards
biased
fan.
Yeah, he would be biased against one of them. Yeah,
you want me to go find someone?
Go find a woman, Vibzy. Can you find us a
find a woman?
Yeah, that shouldn't be too hard here, right? Fishbowl's right across
Ultimate
the street.
Ultimate twist: he brings in those two women.
They're like really cool.
Yeah. They're the sickest people.
Nate is on Fishbowl right now.
What's that?
I said Nate is on Fishbowl right now. Our Washington Wizards.
All our Wizards fans and our women are all in the same room.
You're all in the same room. What do I all
right.
Just get someone else. Find someone else.
Yeah, find someone else. Okay. Your dealer's choice. I'm so fascinated to see what this is.
It's the room.
Yes.
So I leave my podcast to do your podcast?
Okay, so it's
I didn't know he was coming.
We were pulling someone off of a show.
He goes, you have to leave your podcast to finish my podcast. Okay.
Okay, so it's a simple question. Which one of these two shirts is worse? We're in a tiebreak in our finals right now.
They're NBA store merch.
It's NBA store merch.
God, that's really bad.
Official NBA store merch. So it is this Lakers pullover, which has no side pockets. It's
a zipper.
Double hood, kangaroo pocket. It's $60, used to be $100. And that's going up against this Washington Wizards.
God.
I think we just know where you broke. It's $45. It's designed by a former Giants linebacker. And it is gray, cement gray off these two 60s chic women wearing Wizards gear.
Oh, wow. This is tough.
So Wizards versus this thing.
Holy shit. This is really tough.
We're 3-3 right now.
Well, as a woman, explain how you feel
about
this piece?
Here's where I'm going to land, but hear me out and let me finish. I think that
the stripes are uglier than the girls.
Okay.
But I would be more likely to wear the stripes than the girls.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think that, that's the true test. So even though I think the girls aren't as ugly, the true test is would you wear it? And I would be more likely to wear that garbage, even though it's bright, and that's pretty bad that it's bright.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
But I would. I think I have to say the girls.
The girls.
Thank you.
They've been fighting for this hard.
Even though I do think that the girls is like I actually like the design. Like,
it makes no sense on this.
Can we show her the birds of a feather flock together? Because that's my.
I do. I actually like the picture. Like I actually like the girls, and I think we could have found a different way to go about it.
This was my pick for worst one. It doesn't make any sense.
Birds of a feather flock together. Oh, but this is better. This isn't as ugly.
This isn't as ugly.
But it doesn't make sense. No.
But either way, that means that the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, it's a worthy champ.
Designed by.
Oh, yeah, that's a good champ. It's so bad that now I'm thinking it has to be the jacket.
It's both of them are gross. Again,
well, you have to pick one. It's
I think it's got to be the girls.
And it's designed by a former NFL linebacker to appeal to women.
I do think like some ladies will. I don't hate the graphic on it. I just think that this is just so crazy. The whole thing about it is like why is it a V-neck?
No, we couldn't figure out.
There's many questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, either way, that means that the Wizards lady is gonna go on and win the bracket episode 173. Thank you very much, Caroline.
Thank you
for giving us that last little nudge over the edge.
Do you want me to come on yours now?
Yeah, come on.
Just to get you can move on to and we can show.
Well, no, she wanted me to go on actually Fishbowl to talk about KB's cheating.
So we can show off. By the way, these are some of our.
This is awesome.
We can just show off some. These are all honorable mentions that made their way onto here. So the Clippers thing, which they've reverted to the ship logo. So whatever that is, the Allen Iverson 2003. Like I couldn't. This is like just a Polish flag. Like I don't. couldn't really figure that one out. It's pretty ugly, and it's also $224.
Different fonts on the front and back too. That's
the
weird.
Pelicans. These kind of grew on me. The more I look at them,
every pair of boxers we've seen, I've loved.
So this is shorts. These are just like straight up shorts. People would see these. And the Brooklyn kid. Oh, this one is. See, like they try really hard to do like artsy shit on all the Brooklyn stuff. Like whatever. Like,
what?
I should probably include this one. Yeah, these are gross.
Wearing kids on your adult male underwear is should be a federal crime.
It's so weird.
That I think would have been the winner.
This is again just shorts. So
even worse.
Yeah. Oh, the kids on your ass, like looking in your asshole.
Yeah, like literally licking your asshole.
Yeah.
And then your dick hanging right next to these two kids.
I would
head.
Almost retroactively make this the winner.
this could be the winner.
Those are down by your ankles? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, and then
why
there's
is that
the last
thing?
One. Was,
these are sick.
Defend the Empire or the
these
bad guys?
These are sick.
Those are bad.
Clem probably owns these.
The Clippers ones. And I think that, flower hat was kind of stupid. It like barely scraping
hipster
an NFL.
Could wear it. Cool hipster bad. Could wear it.
Like it just
the design is all right.
Yeah. This thing I thought it just a lot of shit going on this, but I think someone cool could wear this.
Rudy could wear it.
What?
Rudy could wear this.
Yeah. Like there's a lot of weird shit going on, but again, like you were saying, Rudy could wear this no problem.
What's on the back of that? That was odd.
Rolling Stones. Again, just a brand collab where it's just what the fuck is going on here. But yeah, I think that's it. So that was our honorable mentions. We might have to retroactively give The unisex.
So the winner is kid crotch shorts.
Little kids touching your fair. Dick and ass. Shorts, a little bit of a praise here. That used to be $100, by the way. But anyway, that's Bracket Episode 173. Thank you very much, Kate and Kate. I just realized all three of you, the KKK over there. Thank you very much for joining. We will talk to you guys next week.